Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And yes, good morning to you. It's Thursday morning, and that means we get a chance to visit a little bit with Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance, and a chance to visit with Dave every Thursday. Hey, Dave, how are you today?
We're good, Tim. How about you?
Oh, I'm up and at 'em, and I'm taking in some coffee and some nourishment and getting the day rolling this morning.
Absolutely. That's what we got to do. It's we're sliding right on out of February here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. You know, I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about our farmers in the North Iowa area. And I've traveled east, I've traveled west, I've traveled farther south. We still have a pretty good snow cover up here in the north, but you don't have to go too far to find a whole lot of empty fields. And so, yeah, springtime's not too far away.
Exactly, exactly. And along with real early or late winter, early spring, we got to make some decisions on what we want to do with crop insurance. That's what Dave talks about, is crop insurance for 2022. And it's no secret, people that have been involved with crop insurance for a long time know that our coverage is based on the corn and soybean or commodity prices average that's been taking place here during the month of February. And the markets have been doing very, very well. I mean, they're seems like they're going up just about every day. So that means we're going to have a lot of coverage for the farmers this year. And with all the inputs they have this year, they're going to need a lot of coverage to help manage the risk they got out there in the field. So want to come in and sit down and talk with us and see how much that coverage really is. And if you are so inclined to, need any more, how much, really got going on, what it costs and all those things. Now's the time. February 28th is the last trading day that we actually use for our numbers. So we will be ready to rock and roll come the first part of March and sit down with you and give you some accurate numbers as far as what's going on with crop insurance for 2022.
Yeah, when you look ahead, you realize that there are so many things that can play into a crop season. And it can be heat, it can be drought, it can be rain, it can be thunderstorms and hail and different things. Like you say, protect that product you have out there.
Absolutely, and farmers are fortunate in the fact that they have that option to do that, and it is subsidized, by the government, so the premium is reasonable. But the other thing that throws in there that seems like it bothers us about every day is the wind also. So somebody says, well, what does crop insurance cover? And I said, well, just about any natural peril that Mother Nature can throw at us. All right, so keep that in mind when we make a decision, and we got to make this decision by March 15th. Give us a call, stop in, send us a text message, email, whatever it takes, and let's take a look at some numbers so you know where you're at and what we got going on. So when the days get nice and we get ready to roll with the planters, all them decisions will be made. You can get out there and do things with confidence, knowing, hey, one way or the other, this is going to work for me financially.
Yeah, you got to like it. Make the plan and then work that plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, again, I'm really impressed this year with the commodity prices that we have, which is leading to really, really good coverage for the farmers. So most people know that. So stop in, let us show you some numbers. You can sit down with myself, sit down with Julie up front, whatever it takes, and let's run the numbers, show you what you got going on. We'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, you could even sit down, visit a little bit. You're willing to talk to anybody, aren't you?
You think so?
Yeah, well, you talk to me every week, and I think I qualify as anybody.
Exactly. I really like talking to the farmers and stuff, and hearing what they have to say and their perspective on what's going to happen this year. So everybody's got a little different need. Everybody's got a little different risk. So come on in. Let's get this tailored for you, and let's get her done.
Well, Dave, how should they contact you? What's the phone number there again for you?
Well, the phone number direct to the crop department, 641-424-0056. We've implemented that a few months ago. You can still use our old numbers that we've had in the past. They'll get you over to the crop department. But that number will get you direct to the crop department, and you'll have myself or Julie or Haley or somebody pick up the phone and get you to the right place, get her done.
424-0056 right there. Dave Bernhardt's the guy.
We hope so.
Well, I know so. That's a fact. That is a fact.
All righty.
Hey, Dave, you have a great day. Keep smiling, and farmers will be touching base with you, I know, real soon.
All right, Tim. Thank you very much. You have a great day also.
Absolutely. Dave, take care. Thank you.
Thank you again.
It's Dave Bernhardt, everybody, with Mason City All Risk Insurance. And when you're talking crop insurance, nobody knows crop insurance like Dave Bernhardt. So get in touch with them at the office, 424-0056. That's 424-0056.